It's the Sideline View on a Saturday afternoon, and in my continuing journey to try and talk about all different sports around the Hunter Valley, we're going to have a little word about athletics. Merry War Little Athletics, to be fair. It's Tash Tass is having a chat to us. Tash, how are you doing today?
I am fantastic, thanks.
That's the way. So Little Athletics is coming back to Merry War now that restrictions have eased?
Woohoo! We cannot wait. It's so great. I've been walking down the main street and little kids have seen it on Facebook. It's coming back, it's coming back. So, yeah, obviously people want to come to Little A's and I can't wait to make that happen on Monday.
On Monday evening. And then how long does the season progress for?
Well, because we had a little bit of a delay, normally we start at the beginning of term four, so we've lost a couple of weeks. So we're going to extend it to the end of March this year. So we operate all of term four and up until March of term one the following year. So,
what age groups are available to participate?
Yeah, well, we take kids of all ages and stages. From the age of 3 right through to 16, we have an awesome Tiny Tots program for 3- and 4-year-olds with one of our coaches who's just completely dedicated and comes up with all sorts of wonderful little activities that are sort of game-related for the kids to learn and be introduced to the various sports of athletics. So we are very lucky to have a Tiny Tots program of that calibre. And it is very, very popular too. And then we have our junior and senior team, and we, you know, do various things with them throughout the course of the season, teaching them how to obviously run and jump and throw. But also we have a special mentorship program, and we encourage our senior athletes to pay it forward, I guess, and what they've learned over the years, we ask them to step up and be junior coaches and part of that program. And then, you know, it's good for them and it's good for the club and gives them some experience on the other side of the fence of being coaches. And some of those kids have gone on to study PE or to become sports teachers. And yeah, it's really, really popular and it's a great aspect of our club, I think.
Tash, we're in an Olympic year, oddly enough. It was a bit strange what was happening in Tokyo, but nonetheless, athletics gets highlighted once every 4 years. Do you find you get a few more kids interested in being a part of athletics when this happens?
Absolutely. And we were absolutely thrilled because one of the guest coaches that we had a few years ago came and did a special high jump clinic for us, and he was actually the coach that was the silver medalist with Nicola McDermott.
Wow.
So, yeah, like it all brings it home to the kids that, you know, if you really apply yourself and try hard, the world is your oyster in the world of sport.
Yeah, because the one thing about athletics is, like, a lot of kids can run. You know, you might not necessarily run perfectly, but when you get a little bit of coaching, you can find some speed and you can just get the enjoyment of competing with others in a running race.
You can, but, you know, it's so much more than running. And I have to stress this to the kids and the parents. You know, our kids come in all different shapes and sizes. And, you know, I don't want kids put off by the fact that, you know, they might not be the fastest runner in the class. That does not matter. With Little A's, we can find something that you are going to shine at. There are so many different things. You know, you can have just about any ability and we'll make you a superstar somehow.
Well, that sounds fantastic. Of course, you don't know till you're given something a try, do you?
No, that's right. And that's exactly it. We don't actually focus on the competition side of things. We just run as a training club. And the kids that want to go through and are dedicated and want to go away to compete at regionals or states, that's fantastic. But we also fundraise and try and get kids other opportunities. For example, sometimes at Sydney they have training camps, and we've fundraised and sent half a dozen kids off to training camps over the school holidays, and we've taken them and done things down at the beach and had some training sessions with, you know, special coaches to just lift their morale and think, you know, I might be a country kid and I might not have a synthetic track and I might not have my own physio and this, that and the other thing that some of the elite athletes do, but you know what, I'm going to have fun and I'm going to learn something, and what I learn I'm going to pass on to my mates down the track, you know, as I get older. So that's what we try and do.
Tash, all the fun is going to start on Monday night for the new season. If people would like to find out more information, where should they go? What should they do?
Well, they can go to our website or Facebook page, Mary Warren District Little Athletics. We will be on Mary Warren Connect as well. And just pop down from 5:30, number two oval, Brisbane Street, Mary Warren. The first two sessions are free. It's called Come and Try. So just come along. Come as you are with some joggers and some, you know, comfy clothes. And if you like it, well, you can sign up a couple of weeks later. So
I'm sure they will love it. Tash from Mary Warren Little Athletics, thank you very much for joining us. Looking forward to talking about some of these wonderful athletes from around Mary Warren as the season progresses. You have a great day.
You too.